Hello once again. It's the TRC update from the Resource Center's administrative offices on Dunham Avenue, just outside Celeron. And joining me again this week is Terry Johnson, one of the coordinators for Toys for Tots here in Chautauqua County through the Resource Center. She's also the Director of Rehabilitation, Employment, and Community Services here at TRC. Fast week, as they get to be in November, but we're back again, Terry, to fill in some more of the story and to encourage people to become a part of Toys for Tots this year.
Yes, thanks for coming back and talking again.
Well, it's always a joy. You know, I have just my personal story in 30 seconds. Been with you and Heather Brown and Steve Watterson in promoting the Toys for Tots campaign since it started here under the umbrella of the Resource Center 21 years ago, so it's always kind of exciting. I get butterflies only because it means I've got to do my own holiday work, but I'm excited for Toys for Tots again this year. A lot of people in the community have been excited about the opening of Ollie's at Chautauqua Mall. And you were telling me just before we got on the air here today that they're an important component in Toys for Tots nationally and will be now locally too.
Yes, absolutely. We are so excited that Ollie's was opening up in our area. Ollie's is a national sponsor for the Marine Corps Reserve Toys for Tots Foundation. And so they collect money each year and then donate it out to the local campaigns throughout the country. And so this year we received money that was collected last year, and with a commitment that we will spend that money locally at the Ollie's store. So we have been patiently waiting for our Ollie's to open up so that we could go spend some of the money that was donated by Ollie's. So we're going to be doing a nice shopping trip at Ollie's. There they have amazing toys and a lot of great gifts, and they will also be a box site for us as well. So we're excited that that is a national partnership and that we can benefit from that locally now as well.
In that same neighborhood, a little later this month, because you'll be right close by there for another one of your famous drive-through toy drop-offs for Toys for Tots. So if people are not going to go into Ollie's and buy a toy and put it in the box there, or get in their car and drive it over to you that day, this is a real opportunity for people to come to the mall, but let's get the date and time out there.
Sure. We are doing our drive-through toy collection on November 27th. From noon to 2, right in the Chautauqua Mall parking lot, right over by where Ruby Tuesdays was. So it couldn't be any closer to the Ollie's entrance. So you can come out, get in your car, and drive around, and we'll be happy to get your gifts.
And are there other special events, before we dig into a little more of the meat of Toys for Tots here for a moment, any other special events you want to promote to our audience as of now, Terry?
Yeah, we're going to be hosting a holiday raffle. We've done this the last couple of years as one of our major fundraisers, and we're going to have some really great prizes. One of them includes a one-year supply of $25 per week gift cards for Wegmans, which is a fantastic gift for somebody. You can save them all up and spend them at one time, or you can spread it out and just have your grocery bill $25 cheaper each week. So that's going to be one of our top prizes this year. And then a lot of other gifts of local restaurant gift certificates and bundled up, so you can really have some great holiday packages. So we'll be selling those raffle tickets throughout the toy season.
And how can people get them? How much do they cost?
People can get them. They could like our Facebook page. It's the Chautauqua County Toys for Tots. Or they can reach out to us on our email address, which is jamestown.ny@toysfortots.org, and make arrangements to buy those tickets. They are $10 per ticket.
Now, last week when you were on the air with us, you were talking about some of the changes that you had to make in Toys for Tots back in 2020 because of issues related to COVID-19, successfully adjusted so that you could still get the number of toys and the amount of dollars that you need to make sure that young people in our area in Chautauqua County got toys. Do you have in your mind the number in terms of how many young people received toys through Toys for Tots last year, Terry?
Yeah, last year we were at 4,400 children, which was by far our largest number that we had had by a significant growth. So we definitely anticipate that need to be similar again this year, but it definitely threw us for a curveball last year given the pandemic and where we were at to see those numbers increase in such a large, at such a fast pace.
Well, sure. And the means by which you collected toys and the events that you did all had to be a little less personal, a little less in person, or a little more careful because of issues related to COVID-19. And you're adopting, as you said last week, much of the same strategy this year. So it's important to reiterate, how can people support Toys for Tots out there in the listening audience this year?
So throwing a toy into any of those collection boxes is a huge help, you know, or making cash contributions. We also need volunteers. People can volunteer to help come and bag toys. We used to do one day where we would bag everything up and then disseminate our toys to the North County or toys to the South County. And we'd have about 100 people together in a small room at one time. And so we last year spread that out to bagging toys weekly. As the applicants come in, we're bagging them, which means we need the toys to kind of gradually come in as well so that we can keep up with the demand. So we are having people sign up to volunteer using a link that we would provide to them on Sign Up Genius. So if anybody's looking at volunteering, again, they can email us, which is the best way, at jamestown.ny@toysfortots.org. And the reason we push people towards the email is because all of the coordinators can check that and respond. So then if there's something that is, you know, more pertinent to one coordinator over the other, we're making sure that we're able to be very responsive as we all are kind of doing this on the side of our regular job. So the email is usually the best way to reach us.
You probably should mention the other coordinators again then to make sure that you were here on the air with us today, but there are two others who work just as hard to make this possible every year.
Absolutely. The other co-coordinators along with myself is Heather Brown from the Resource Center and Patrick Smeraldo.
Any final thoughts in terms of where we are in November right now, your anticipation, your nervousness for this year? I mean, anything that you want to just to give us about the feeling of Toys for Tots for 2021?
You know, I think we always have this nervous energy this time of the year because we see the applications, especially now that they're online, you see them constantly coming in, because anytime somebody applies, we get an email tickler that says, you have a new application in your box, you have a new application. So as we continuously get those dings in our email, the other coordinators and myself tend to get a little bit nervous thinking, here we go, you know, are we going to have enough toys? Are we going to be able to figure out how to have something for all of the children in need this year? But then, you know, when we have our planning meetings, we usually just kind of have an opportunity to reflect and say, you know what, we've never not been able to do it. And our community is so generous and so helpful and so supportive that we, despite all of the struggles that we have and the anxiety of making sure we're going to be able to meet all of the needs, our community comes together. You know, I think of a few years ago, we literally ran out of toys halfway into doing our bagging and still had half of the orders to fill with no toys left. And our community rallied together and we were able to meet the needs. So I think we live in such a generous community, and even though the needs are high, I think the generosity of our community is higher.
Well, and we need to wrap this up for today, Terry Johnson, but you mentioned applications online, and when do they close?
We will be taking applications all the way through December 13th.
Uh-huh. So still time.
Mm-hmm.
And that website to apply once again?
Is jamestown-ny.toysfortots.org, or easier, you can just Google Toys for Tots Jamestown, New York, and it'll take you directly to our page.
Gotta go out the door here because the clock is working against us, but always great to have you on the air and get the latest updates on Toys for Tots from Terry Johnson, and we'll see you again soon.
Thank you.